Hello, red shirts. Welcome to another episode of Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today I'll touch on various websites that allow game masters to write a bit about their world, store session notes, and players can even do a bit about their own characters and session notes and perhaps even world building from the perspective of the player characters. Before I dig in, this week I have a call-in from Jason of Nerds RPG Variety Cast, where he calls in about my last episode, Appreciating Dave Arneson.
Hey Larry, Jason here. That was a good episode on Arneson. It was an excellent recap of, you know, the subject. And I didn't know about Blackmore Week, so I even learned something. What do you know? So thank you for putting that out, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jason. I really appreciate that. I'm glad you liked it. And today of preparing and publication of this podcast episode is October 1st, Dave Arneson's birthday, the kickoff to Blackmore Week, also part of Read an RPG Book in Public, and the beginning of AAA, Anchorites Appreciate Arneson. There's lots of really interesting episodes where different anchorites talk about Dave Arneson and how he's inspired them for this month in their podcast. You'll want to check those out. Next up, a bit of music from TJ Drennan about his appreciation of Dave Arneson. Before our sponsor and I get into the meat of the episode.
Gary and Dave shared credit on the White Boss. But as things advanced, their relationship was on the rocks. Maybe less people know his name, but he revolutionized war games with the first fantasy campaign.
There are several different websites that allow you to host your campaign information online, and you can write as much or as little as you wish using each of them. Some are totally free, and others have a limited free option with one or more paid tiers for full functionality. Some are more text-based, which use plain text format or use BB code, Markdown, or variations of Markdown, and others are full-blown HTML-based and have all the pretty features available. I'll go over each of the ones I'm most familiar with. Some I've only heard of or made a mental note to track but have not used. Some I've not used in a long time, and I'll touch on the one that I'm currently using. These are, of course, websites other people are running. There's nothing to stop you from starting up a blog and using that, or using Wiki software or some other software to do it yourself. Next up, the offerings that are already out there offered by others. I'm going to mention a total of 6 different websites. There are free options for, I believe, all of them. Some of them are totally free. Others are free with limited features, and you have to pay for more advanced features. And some of the pay ones have more than one tier for multiple levels of advanced features. And this is far from an exhaustive list. These are just the ones I'm most familiar with. One of them is brand new to me that I read about with one of the ones that I'm actually using. So first off, what I'm actually using. Campaign Wiki by Alex Schroeder. It's based on a wiki software that he hosts for no charge because he values the RPG community. He also hosts an RPG Planet for old school and science fiction. that is basically a way to keep track of all the different blogs and other information sources out there. So campaignwiki.org is totally free. It is text-based. It can use a form of Markdown, or you can code it to actually use Markdown, or it can use BB code. It's got several different options for a style sheet to help control the look and feel of it. If you don't like the default that it comes with, you're supposed to also be able to upload your own style sheet, but I was not having any luck getting that to work, and I've not had time to contact Alex for more information on that. It can support uploading images, and it's got a little guide that tells you how to use the syntax and so forth to get out of it what you want. You can also make backups of your information, and that's what I'm currently using for my new campaign using Delving Deeper rules that I call Delvers Deep. I'm running it weekly on Thursday nights using Roll20. And I've invited my players to write up information about things, such as a blurb about each of their characters, or to add information of things that they discover, and they'll get experience points for adding to the wiki. One player cleaned up my page on the deities, formatting it into a table, and of course I gave that person the XP as if it was a whole new page because they took the time to figure out the syntax before I did, which is great. It's very flexible. As long as you've got a connection to the internet, you can get to it. When you download it, you can download an HTML option so that you could view it in your web browser locally, or you can do a text option. It's a good idea to back those up because they are able to be accessed by anyone that knows the link. So, unfortunately, you have to be sure you're backing up on a regular basis to avoid the headaches of troublemakers. Another one that is similar in simplicity is Campaign Logger at campaign-logger.com. I believe it's $40, and there might be a really limited free option. And you can log in to the website from anywhere. It is secured. You can even do rolling on tables with it, and has lots of different options. I haven't checked out to see. I don't think players can add to it, but well, I guess you'd have to give them your password. But you can link pages together, which you can also do in Campaign Wiki if you add the link manually. You basically have to add the link manually in Campaign Logger, but it's not difficult. It's a good way to keep notes that you want to be private from the world. If they don't know it's there, they can't find it. And it's handy for simplicity. One I'd not heard of before that has a free option is called Epic Words. And it is epicwords, all one word, .com. And it was mentioned as one of the options on Campaign Wiki. It is web-based, and I only discovered it because I was digging through the how-to notes on Campaign Wiki. So I don't know a lot about it, but all of these websites I mentioned will be in the show notes. A very popular one that's been out there for a long time now is Obsidian Portal. It's at obsidianportal.com, and it has a free option that I don't recall what the limits are to it, but you're limited on total overall amount of data and maybe a certain number of pages. I believe only one campaign. And I haven't used it for years. I've got my page still out there and it still works and everything. People are kind of going away from Obsidian Portal. I guess it has been described as old and not as easy to use as they'd like. The big up and coming that you've probably seen lots of different D&D celebrities talking about is World Anvil at worldanvil.com. It has a free option and then several different tiers that you can pay for. The free option supports one campaign, and the paid option at the lowest tier, I believe, is three campaigns. You can have maps with pins in them like you can do on Google Maps, and you can upload your game world or your game map and put pins in it for different purposes and add notes to the pins. They've got templates that allow you to do nations and cities and monsters and characters and all kinds of things. And it's really good for working with telling a story, whether through a role-playing game or the wife of the husband and wife team that is behind World Anvil, Janet. She uses it for helping her develop her novel she's working on that should be out this year. And authors like it, other creators like it. You can open it up at the right tier for other people to help contribute to it. People that are working on settings for a campaign guide, for example, for their game system or preferred game system. It's popular for that. I've used it, and there's a lot of really cool features to it. For the average campaign, I think it's probably overkill. It's really cool. So I'm not knocking it. It's just probably more than most people are going to need. It's not too terribly hard to use. It does take a little while to, took me a little while to kind of get the logic of it together. It is under constant development and certain things are changing quite a bit. I haven't used it as much as I should. I did subscribe for a few months at a lower tier because I was using it for a project. I need to get back on that project. And then the last one I'm aware of is called Dungeonomics. It's been out for about 18 months or so. It's free, and I really haven't done much with it. I've got a link to it so I can kind of follow it, but I haven't managed to keep up with it. But it is one of those out there that you may want to check out. I'm always in favor of exhausting the availability and capabilities of free resources, whether it's the free option of something with a paid tier or a free offering in total, before outlaying your money. I'm not always good at following that advice, but that's the wisest thing to do, is exhaust the capabilities of what's free before you jump into the paid options, because in most cases, there's a lot available with the free options that it could take you a while to exhaust those. And if you do that, you'll know the system inside and out that much better, so that when you do dig into the paid options, it'll stand out more clearly which options you're getting when you pay, and you can decide if those new features are worth it. And I'm sure there are several others out there. I know there are. I just don't know them all. I just went with the ones I was most aware of, either ones I've used myself or ones that I've heard of, including the one I've heard about recently. They're all linked in the show notes. You could also use a wiki-based software, which would require you to get web hosting to use it, unless you have your own computer or server running a web server online, which, if you understand all the security involved in that, you may feel comfortable doing that. Or you could just run it locally for your own purposes and publish it as static web pages later. You could use any number of blogging software whether Blogger or WordPress or what have you, and not have to worry about getting your own domain name. And if you wanted to allow players to log in, you could give them a login with authoring rights and maintain overall administrative rights to yourself. And so there's just lots of different ways you can do that. You could actually try to do that through Roll20 and have a section organized in its own folder for like session summaries, but that would get kind of hard to find in Roll20. But you could do it, and or you could use a Discord for it. Discord's not as easy to find information in my experience. You'd have a whole lot of folders, so you didn't have so much in each one that you couldn't find something. But these six that I've mentioned, I believe, would be the most efficient use, so you're not reinventing the wheel. They can already do what you need at the bare minimum. If you want to pay for something fancy, you can. If there's other software out there that you think is really useful that I didn't mention, please call in and let us know. If you like one of the ones that I mentioned but didn't go into detail on, please call in and tell us why you like it or what you don't like about it. I really thank you all for listening. We'll end out with more music by TJ after the end blurb. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com. My podcast is here on Anchor and is syndicated in many other places. If you listen to the podcast on iTunes, please leave a review. I also have a YouTube channel devoted to various RPG topics, like my series Roll20 for the Absolute Beginner. You can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. Check out the social page on my blog to locate me across the various social media. I also contribute to multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways that you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is very important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on DriveThruRPG. I have over 12 and counting RPG-related PDFs on DriveThruRPG. You can also support me by using my link to Amazon. When you make an Amazon purchase, a small portion of that goes to me without increasing the cost to you. I'm also working on a card game that I plan to kickstart in 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo by Satine Phoenix. I hope you all are having an awesome day. Thank you for listening, and game on.